At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. These warnings come to us from 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 to 2. Imagine standing at a crossroads where two paths diverge in a dense forest. One path is well-trodden, easy and familiar, leading to a village that you know quite well. The other is less defined, overgrown, and leads into unknown territory. This imagination reflects a choice between the comfort of what we've always known and the uncertainty of a path that diverges from original beliefs and practices. Today, I want to address a subject of profound significance: the great apostasy unfolding in our times, particularly highlighted by recent changes within the Catholic Church. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, there are significant shifts happening within the Catholic Church and the wider Christian faith, representing a crucial crossroads moment. We stand at a crossroads where the allure of modern thought patterns clashes with the enduring truths of our faith. As we witness this historic shift in the Catholic Church's stance on issues like same-sex unions, we are reminded of Matthew 7, verse 13, which tells us, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." This scripture serves as a profound reminder of the choices we face in our spiritual journey, urging us to choose the path that, though perhaps more challenging, leads to life and truth. Now, this shift represents not just a change in church doctrine, but also a deeper departure from the bedrock of biblical truth. It is a turning point that signals a wider apostasy within the Christian faith. This apostasy is not just about actions, but a departure from the heart of what we believe. In this message, we will explore 7 points that covers the depths of this apostasy, understand its implications, and look at how to remain steadfast in our faith during these turbulent times. Number 1, the gravity of altering divine ordinances. In a world that increasingly accepts the shifting of moral standards, the recent decision by the Pope to bless same-sex unions represents a significant deviation from original Christian doctrine. This significant change in the Church's position brings to the forefront deep concerns about the sacredness of divine ordinances and the authority of the Scriptures. From the beginning, Scripture has outlined marriage as a sacred union between a man and a woman. This divine ordinance, established in Genesis 2, verse 24, forms the bedrock of Christian family values, the Scripture says. "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." The importance of this union extends past religious doctrine, serving as a crucial foundation for societal harmony and well-being. The recent decision to bless unions outside this divine framework not only challenges the church's historical stance, but also alters the fundamental understanding of marriage as ordained by God. The Bible stands as the unwavering truth for believers, providing guidance in all aspects of faith and morality. When church authorities take steps that seem to contradict Scripture, it places believers in a challenging position. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, Paul emphasizes that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Direction, for instruction in righteousness, altering long-standing biblical doctrines in order to align with contemporary societal trends, undermines the authority of Scripture and can lead to confusion among the faithful. Leaders within the church bear the responsibility of upholding biblical truths and leading others in accordance with God's word. When these leaders introduce doctrines that deviate from Scripture, it can lead the church into a state of spiritual disarray. As believers, it is crucial to discern and understand the teachings of the church in light of Scripture, remaining steadfast in our commitment to biblical truth. In these times of conflicting beliefs, believers are called to navigate these challenges with faith and discernment. It is essential to engage in prayerful reflection, seeking God's wisdom and guidance in understanding His Word. Believers must also lovingly engage with those who hold differing views, fostering dialogue grounded in the truth of Scripture and demonstrating the love of Christ in all interactions. Number 2, the consequences of compromising biblical truth. The recent developments within the Catholic Church regarding same-sex unions highlights a broader trend of compromising biblical truth in the face of societal pressure. This trend has significant spiritual and moral implications, calling for a renewed commitment to biblical faithfulness among believers. When the Church begins to compromise on clear biblical teachings, it sets a precedent that can lead to further deviations from Scripture. This slippery slope effect can erode the Church's foundational truths, leading to a form of godliness, but denying its power, as warned in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. The implications of such compromises are profound, affecting the spiritual health and witness of the Church and the world. As believers, we have a responsibility to uphold the truth of Scripture. This responsibility will also involve living out these truths in our daily lives. In a culture that often challenges biblical principles, believers are called to be salt and light, preserving the faith and highlighting the truth in a world that can sometimes seem dark and confused. In a time where societal values and norms are constantly changing, the Church frequently faces the challenge of adjusting its teachings to align with modern thinking. However, as in Acts 5, verse 29, where Peter and the apostles declared, "We must obey God rather than men," the Church must prioritize divine commandments, over societal expectations. This calls for courage and conviction. Standing firm in faith, even when it goes against the current of popular opinion. Therefore, the challenge for the church in these times is to maintain unity amidst diverse opinions and interpretations of Scripture. This unity is not about uniformity in every doctrinal aspect, but about a shared commitment to the core truths of the gospel. As Ephesians 4 verses 2 to 3 urges, believers should bear with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This unity is crucial for the church's witness to the world and for fostering a community where truth and love coexist. Number 3, the prophetic implications of current trends. The unfolding events within the church, particularly the acceptance and blessing of same-sex unions, may be seen as aligning with biblical prophecies concerning the end times. As these developments unfold, there is a move away from traditional biblical teachings, which indicates the approaching of significant prophetic events that were foretold in Scripture. The Bible speaks of various signs that would indicate the approach of the end times. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 5 tells us, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." This scripture speaks to the rejection of biblical truths. The current trends within the church can therefore be seen as part of these prophetic signs, suggesting that believers should be watchful and discerning as these events unfold. My friends, the concept of apostasy, or falling away from the faith, is a key theme in end-time prophecies. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 speaks of a great apostasy that must occur before the day of the Lord. It says, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." The current shifts in church doctrine might be interpreted as part of this apostasy, indicating a departure from the faith that was originally delivered to the saints. In light of these prophetic developments, believers are called to a heightened sense of vigilance and faithfulness. Apart from a deeper commitment to our faith, believers are also called to share the gospel with urgency, recognizing the signs of the times and the need for all to come to a knowledge of the truth. Despite the challenges and uncertainties of these times, believers have a sure and steadfast hope in Christ. The unfolding of prophetic events is not a cause for fear, but a reminder of God's sovereignty and the ultimate triumph of His kingdom. As Romans 8 verse 28 assures, God works all things together for the good of those who love Him, called according to His purpose. In this assurance, believers can find peace and confidence, even in the midst of a changing world. Number 4, navigating apostasy with wisdom and discernment. In the midst of rising apostasy and doctrinal shifts within the church, believers are called to navigate these challenges with wisdom and discernment, grounded in the Scriptures. As we all know it, apostasy, the abandonment of faith, is a grave concern within the church. Believers must be discerning, able to identify teachings and practices that deviate from biblical truth. As in Acts 17, verse 11, we need to be like the Bereans, who examined the scriptures daily to see if things were so. Amidst the pressure to conform, believers must remain faithful to the gospel, standing firm in the grace of God. Galatians 1 verses 8 to 9 remind us that even if an angel from heaven should preach a gospel contrary to the one preached, it is to be rejected. The scripture reminds us, but even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. This steadfastness in the gospel is essential for maintaining the integrity of one's faith. In these challenging times, reliance on the Holy Spirit for guidance is also crucial. John 16, verse 13 assures that the Spirit of truth will guide believers into all the truth. The Holy Spirit provides wisdom, discernment, and understanding, enabling believers to navigate apostasy with clarity and conviction. As the church faces these trials, the need for mutual encouragement and support is paramount. In unity and love, the body of Christ can withstand the pressures of apostasy, holding fast to the truth in a world of shifting sands. Number 5. Upholding the unchangeable nature of God's Word. In a time where societal norms are ever shifting, the constancy of God's Word becomes our anchor. The recent actions of the Pope in blessing same-sex unions raise concerns about the interpretation of Scripture in light of societal changes. Hebrews 13 verse 8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. This unchangeable nature extends to His Word. While cultures and societal norms change, the Word of God remains steadfast and true. It is not subject to revision or reinterpretation based on contemporary trends or opinions. The Bible provides moral guidance that transcends time. When church teachings start to diverge from the clear teachings of Scripture, as in the case of same-sex unions, it poses a serious concern. The church's role is not to conform God's Word to fit the world, but to transform the world through the unaltered truth of God's Word. There is danger of cultural conformity. In Romans 12 verse 2, Paul urges believers not to conform to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their minds. When the church begins to mirror the world's values, especially those that conflict with biblical teaching, it loses its distinctiveness as a beacon of truth and hope in a confused and searching world. As believers, we are called to be committed to live out biblical principles, even when they diverge from the current trends of society. Number 6. The responsibility of believers in a changing world. In a world that is increasingly inclined towards flexible moral standards, believers are called to uphold the eternal truths of Scripture. This recent shift in the Catholic Church's stance on same-sex unions serves as a critical reminder of this responsibility. As society shifts, believers must stand firm in their faith, rooted in the teachings of Christ. Ephesians 6, verse 13, encourages us to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand our ground in the day of evil. This involves maintaining biblical truths, even when they stand in contrast to popular social currents. While maintaining biblical truths, believers are also called to engage with others in love. This means speaking the truth in love, as in Ephesians 4 verse 15, and showing Christ-like compassion to those who hold different views or lifestyles. In these challenging times, marked by changes in doctrine and moral uncertainty, it is vital for the church to have insightful and perceptive leaders. Believers should seek guidance from those who remain firmly rooted in the unaltered teachings of the Bible. These leaders should be committed to guiding their spiritual community towards living a life of truth and uprightness. Remember, the most powerful witness believers can offer in a changing world is a life lived in accordance with God's Word, by displaying the fruits of the Spirit and living out the Beatitudes. Believers can be lights in the darkness, drawing others to the truth of the gospel. And number 7, the dangers of opening doors to ancient spirits by turning from God. My friends, when we drift from the Lord's path, we inadvertently open doors to spiritual dangers, allowing ancient and detrimental spirits to influence our lives and society. When you see such moral shifts, it's crucial to be aware of the unseen spiritual risks involved. Consider a house with its doors wide open. Just as unwanted guests can enter, moving away from God's teachings invites old and harmful forces into our spiritual and natural realm. As Ephesians 6 verse 12 reminds us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Straying from God's word can lead to a revival of these ancient spirits. These entities often represent deceit and immorality, influencing thoughts and actions. Revelation 12 verse 9 provides a pertinent warning. "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." When these spirits reemerge, they impact more than just individuals. They infiltrate societal values, eroding moral clarity. This shift, as Romans 1 verses 21 to 25 tells us, is not just a cultural phenomenon, but also a spiritual downfall. Verses 24 to 25 tells us, "Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever." In these times, it is our duty to resist and steadfastly uphold our faith. James 4 verse 7 provides clear guidance. "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Our shield against these ancient spirits lies in unwavering adherence to God's word, persistent prayer, and spiritual awareness. Recognizing the perils of turning from God helps us understand the spiritual doorways we might unknowingly open. Let us be vigilant in safeguarding our hearts and minds, upholding the truth of the Scripture, and closing the doors to these ancient destructive influences, thereby ensuring our spiritual well-being and that of our community. My dear friends, let's hold on to the unshakable truth that even in the midst of seismic shifts within our faith and society, our anchor remains in the teachings of the Bible. The challenges we face, like the altering stances on moral issues, call us to a deeper understanding and steadfastness in our walk with God. Let us remember that true guidance and wisdom come from upholding God's word, resisting the allure of passing ideologies, and keeping our hearts aligned with His righteousness. May we go forth with renewed strength and resolve, committed to living out the gospel, and reflecting Christ's love and light in every aspect of our lives. In these challenging times, let us be beacons of hope, guided by the unwavering truth of Scripture and empowered by the Holy Spirit to face the challenges ahead. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Almighty and Everlasting God, I come before you with a heart full of praise. You are the Creator of all, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Your greatness is unsearchable, and your power is unmatched. You are holy, righteous, and worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Your love endures forever, and your mercy is new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your endless blessings in my life and in the life of my loved ones. Thank you for your grace that sustains me and your strength that upholds me. I am grateful for the gift of salvation, for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the hope that I have in him. Thank you for your word that guides me and your Spirit that comforts me. Thank you, Lord, for my daily blessings and benefits. Lord, I humbly ask for your forgiveness for my sins and shortcomings. Forgive me for the times I have strayed from your path and for the moments I have not reflected your love. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or resentment. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over every challenge and obstacle in my life. Deliver me from all evil, and lead me away from temptation. Merciful Father, in these challenging times, I am grateful in knowing that you are with me. I am thankful that your word is my steadfast guide, and your Spirit gives me strength to stand firm. I stand upon your word, rejecting every form of apostasy and spiritual compromise. I come against the spirit of deception and falsehood and ask for discernment and wisdom in these end times. Bless me, Lord, with a steadfast spirit and an unwavering faith. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, and shield me with your mighty armor. Lord, I ask that you extend your hand of blessing upon my loved ones. May we experience your love, joy, and peace. Guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and let your favor rest upon us. Provide for our needs, heal our wounds, and guide our steps. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that there is power in unity. Lord, bless us with a deep understanding of your word and a burning passion for your truth. Help us to stand firm against the tide of apostasy, holding fast to the faith that was originally delivered to the saints. We claim victory over every form of spiritual decay and moral compromise. We declare healing over our land and our lives. Lord, we give thanks for your protection and guidance. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in your ways and shine as lights in this dark world. Cover us with your love, and let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.